Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
This is why it's so fantastic, though, when guests are early, when they're on time, is you can come to them a little earlier. Anele Papu is perfectly on time. Let's check if his mic and everything's working. What's happening, sir?
I'm good, are you, man?
Are you good?
There I'm
you
all go. Right,
Rockstar,
right.
We can lift that mic a little, make it comfortable. I don't want you leaning into it and going wild.
Was this fine?
All right. So, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
there you go. So we're going to touch base with you in a second.
We just had a moment.
You said I must Google him before.
No, come on. Not like that.
Listen, this is going to be chilled. I have heard your name a hell of a lot, though, but in very, very positive context in the past couple of months with the amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you.
With different artists and different brands and all of that. We're going to touch base with this guy who was born in Port Elizabeth, Anele Papu. First time on the show on the other side of 4 seconds.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Anele Papu. How are you, sir?
I'm good, how are you?
Are you good?
I'm right, man, how are you?
I'm good. How would you introduce yourself? Because I have a whole like book of information about you here. But actually, I'm going to give you the power here and you tell me how you'd intro Anele.
Anele Papu is a creative. That's it.
So tell me about you as a kid then. Were you the kid that kind of, I don't know, played with all the crayons and just went mad and did crazy creative things? Would we have foreseen that you would turn out to be this guy 20 something years into life?
Not quite. All I remember is playing video games, actually, most of my childhood.
That's kind of creative, though. I mean, that can be creative. How do you get yourself out of certain predicaments? I used to love playing like Grand Theft Auto, and I wouldn't follow the game necessarily, but I would do like creative things or like Theme Hospital. I used to love building the hospitals.
Man, you had all the good games.
So I was being creative. What were you playing?
Tetris. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the cheap stuff.
But that's
the
creative
20
as well.
Rand
Dude,
video game.
That's
remember that thing.
Creative. Though you still got to, you know, put the shapes together and
not really. You just needed to figure some stuff out. But yeah, that's all I remember. And I did enjoy drawing a lot growing up. I used to do portraits of my family members, and every Christmas I'd be that kid. Are you going to do a portrait of me this year? It was always like that.
It's quite a skill, though, to be able to draw. I mean, I've always been useless at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's more about training your eye, but it also depends on what you're trying to draw. Most people just find it fun to draw cartoons, animated characters, whatever, but it gets fun after a while, after you have figured out what exactly you're trying to do. It gets a lot more fun.
So it says here you're a creative director, a photographer, an influencer. You work in a multimedia sphere. And then Valzi.
Yes.
What's a Valzi?
Valzi. Valzi is my company.
Oh, cool.
That's my baby.
Nice. How did you come to that name?
Actually, I've been asked that question so many times. And I don't have an answer. It's actually, I just made it up.
It's cool.
I made it up.
What else are you making up?
Nothing else. But yeah, I just came up with it. I just thought of not like really a cool name, but just like something unique, something that means something to me. You know, like my grandmother used to call me Lompi, and that's just like, what is that? You know what I mean? It's just like,
just a random name that you create.
Yeah, so I just thought, let me come up with something different, something I won't even know what it means, and I'll figure it out later. And I stuck to it. Yeah, I really like Valzi.
I think it's a cool name as well. Here's a question: what do you think of yourself, Anele?
Wow, that's a deep question. I didn't think we were going to
I mean,
go
it could
deep.
Be. I don't know. You said you're a creative, so I could kind of go in on that. Yeah.
What do I think of myself? How do you mean?
Be on. Like, when you look at yourself in the mirror, when you wake up in the morning, or when you're driving in your car and you have thoughts about, here I am, this is my physical manifestation, I'm this guy, I have this company, I do this work. Like, what do you think of yourself?
I think I'm onto something. That's what I think. Every day. Because, you know, it's all like, it's a build-up. With all the projects that I've done, learning, coming here, there's another step.
No, but beyond
step.
The work and everything, just you
like,
as a human being.
Yeah, I'm onto something.
Like
I want
figuring
to be,
something out?
Yeah, like life.
What?
You know how tricky life is? Yes, I don't know if it's tricky for you.
Maybe what do you find tricky about life? What are these thoughts that you have at one in the morning?
Navigating around everything, you know, finding your space, you know, around the things that don't really complement who you are or go hand in hand with your personality, but you still need to be sociable. Like you need to be out there, even though you don't want to be maybe sometimes, or you feel like you disagree with this, but you have to compromise. And there's a lot of things that we find ourselves in, you know, like sometimes, say I want to do a job, but I'm not really keen on doing it, but I have to do it because it's what I do. You know, like there's little things, man.
Does this all make sense to you right now? Like being on the first floor of a building, talking into a microphone, like you drove here, you'll age, that you started out and you were small and you grew up and your bones grew and your skin.
It's overwhelming. It's unbelievable. It's literally unbelievable. Like all the things that I'm doing. I understand that maybe to other people, they might be like big moves. But when I look at the goal, they're still like pieces of the puzzle.
But that don't quite add up.
No. They're adding up. But I'm just like, the only thing that's standing between me and my goals is time. That's it. Like, I have everything figured out. I know how I'm going to do it. I know why I'm doing it. It's just like, it's so interesting how it all comes together. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I mean?
I sort of do. I mean, I didn't even think that I would go down this road with you and to have these kinds of conversations. I don't know. I wasn't sure actually what to expect. you know, typically someone comes in, they're a guest on the show, they go and they sit in the room next door and they kind of hang out and they wait for someone to come out and say, yo, you need to come onto the show, whatever. And I think what was interesting just about our first interaction is that you walked in and you said, yo, like, I'm here, where do you want me to sit? You kind of took charge of the situation. And I wonder if that applies to everything in your life, and if so, how so?
Yes, it does. I think you sort of need to know what you need to do, or why you're there, or why you're going, what are you doing, why you're doing it. You just need to know the why. And the when will come. So it's like when a radio interview comes, what are you going to say? It's more about that. Yeah. So when all the stuff happens, when you get the 10 million rand, what are you going to do with it? Because we all want it. But when it comes, what are you going to do with it?
Do you think it would be possible for me to have a superficial conversation with you?
Ooh-wee. Let's try.
We could try. Okay. Let's try. So I could say, talk to me about how you got into photography.
I got into photography. It was actually recommended by the art director of the department, the university. I was at NMMU. I wanted to do graphic design so bad. I wanted to do graphic design so bad. When they said I can't get into graphic design, I can get into photography and everything else, I said, no, I'm not going to do it. So I left. But I came back. Because I left and then I registered my company and then I started working and then I went back and I was like, okay, cool. Now I know what to do. So it was more of my lecturers were looking out for me. They were like, yo, dude, you're gifted in this thing. And I couldn't see it at the time, you know. I just thought it's just pictures, man. And then I went back and then, yeah, then it went well. Then from that year, I had to start over my life. I had to start over.
Is this when you moved to Johannesburg?
No. Port Elizabeth. Yeah, I was quite young, 17, and it was just, you know, when you're 17 and you're at university, you don't know what you're doing there. You know?
Just what's
you're
young just like, to be at university, 17.
I know, right? You're just like, what am I doing here? But yeah, it went well, actually. You know, but I left.
So
again.
Okay, and what did you do after that?
I carried on with photography. I listened to my lecturers. I feel like when I look back, I feel like my lecturers were more like parents to me because I was always that kid. They would like come for me, you know? But they taught me so much. I only did like a year of photography. And with that information, I managed to get this far.
Do you think people gravitate towards you? If you look at your life right now, like do you receive more text messages or send more text messages?
Yes, see, this sounds so bad. I actually receive more. I've tried replying to all of them. I tried this one time to reply, and I don't know what actually happened. I think an interview.
It's just like from random people messaging
Random
you?
People. Random people. Because I always like post my thoughts, my feelings, like the way I, my take on life, you know. I always post that on Facebook and Twitter and whatever. And I had like so many people come at me like, we're so inspired by your way of thinking, you're this, you're that, and how you have taken the art of photography to like the next level, you know, but I haven't even started, I feel. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, you know, these are people, you know, it takes a lot for someone to pick up their phone and go on to, knowing very well possibly you won't even read the message, you know, but they try anyway because they feel so positive in saying that and giving you that compliment. So I feel like I get a lot, but it's still like, it's one of those things. It's not like, nah, I get a lot, man, I'm cool, whatever. It's like, I would love to reply to those people, you know, but yo, the time gets crazy.
What are some of the odd things that you see people asking you or mentioning you on around on social media?
Ha! That, social media, well, that is more about, it's, you know, when people talk about you, they are talking about you. You're not talking about yourself. So there's nothing you can really say.
They would argue that you're doing something for them to talk about you, though.
Yeah. But what I mean is they are talking about you. They're not asking you anything. So whatever they say, they will conclude either way.
Okay.
So I can't really think anything about that. I can't feel any way about it because no one's like coming to me and say, yo, this is what I want to know. You know, are you a photographer? And then I say, yes, I am. Instead of them saying, oh, Anele Papu's a photographer. Oh, he takes pictures of the sky. You know what I mean? Like, they are talking about me. So I can't really have anything because there's a lot that people talk about. Yeah.
What does it mean when you say you're an influencer? That word's getting thrown around a hell of a lot. What does it mean?
It means when you collaborate with brands, you come up with concepts that help reach the market that the brand is trying to get to, but without having to be an official brand ambassador for them. So you're stuck with one brand. So you can diversify, but then you basically use your skills to visually communicate that however you want to do it, but with your medium rather. But that's basically what it is.
And you've worked with a hell of a lot of brands, yes, some really cool brands.
Yes.
Actual companies you've worked with, Rolls Royce, Adidas, Huawei, Uber, Topman. And then you've also worked with a lot of well-known South Africans, Pearl 2C, Nomzamo Mbatha, Maps Maponyane, Fister's Mixwell. When it comes to working with people versus companies, what's the differentiator there?
Depends on what you're looking at. It's not really working with companies because still within the companies you get to work with people, you know.
Yeah.
So I remember I did a shoot with Fister's. That's the first. He's like uncle. I call him uncle now. He's the first guy that like when I came to Joburg, he was like, come. Let me show you around. Let's do this. Let's go to this place. Let's do this. He was like very, very friendly. And he helped me. He helped put me on, sort of, you know. A shout out to Fister's. He's the man.
Do you think you're on now?
No, definitely not. Still a long way to go. Still a long way. I still need to introduce myself. I mean, I feel like if you still need to, you're definitely not.
What are the biggest misconceptions that people have about you?
Again, it goes back to them speaking about me, doesn't really come to me. You know when people are like, when you're trending on Twitter for something.
Okay, hold on.
You know when you're trending on Twitter?
Yes.
You never know until someone else sends you a screenshot.
Yes.
Like, hey, what's going on? And then you're like, I didn't know. I'm sitting in the living room. And you read whatever and you're like, this guy has the same name as... I said, oh, namesake. And you read through it, you're just like, I think they're talking about me.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're talking
about. So what
are
the misconceptions then?
I mean, come on.
Listen, you
sauce,
could...
man.
I'm really
saucy.
Not trying to be saucy at all. I'm genuinely asking, do people think mm-hmm. that you are fat and you are thin? Do people think that you dress badly and you dress well? What is it that people have wrong about you?
No, no one has anything wrong, man, about anyone. Like, it's their take on you. Okay. It doesn't necessarily conclude on who you are.
Okay, so every opinion people have on you is valid.
yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't think about it a lot.
Okay.
For me to understand how they think. Do you understand what I mean?
Like, not really.
You know when you're sitting and imagine I said to you, "You're so short," and you just think to yourself,
"No, I mean,
how am
me
I short?"
It's a simple question. If you had to say to me, "What misconceptions do people have about you?" I'd say maybe they think that I earn more than I do, or maybe they think that. You know, I think about my life a little bit less than I do, or maybe they think that I am.
But they think, though, you can't. Yes. I can't speak on them.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now that's
fine. Do you get what I mean?
I think you're a hell of a lot more enlightened than the average person, because then you don't take what people say very seriously at all, and you're very good at channeling it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Not unless they come. You see how we're sitting together. If you were to ask me, what Anela do you think about? You know. What do you think about yourself? Like, do you think you're tall? Do you think you're hot? Do you think you dress well? You're asking me. Now I get to tell you what I think, and then you get to understand who I am, instead of like having 10 people discuss it in the corner there. And you see it on Twitter 2 weeks later.
I fully hear you. And really, I wasn't trying to be spicy at all. Mm-mm. Whether you are engaged or dating or whatever, it really makes no difference to me. I genuinely mean it makes no difference to me. Watch, I won't even mention anybody's name. Tell me about what you think the rest of your career and your future and everything looks like.
It's so bright. It's really bright. I'm thankful for all the support, you know, that people have shown me. Because, I mean, I take pictures for a living. You know what I mean?
I thought you don't look at what people say. Would you know they're even supporting you?
No. When I put up work, you know,
okay,
I get a lot of positive energy.
You so know? That you yeah, look yeah. at. Yeah, okay.
No. I mean, the bad stuff, they don't tag you in it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They talk about it in the corner. So when they talk about the good stuff, they're like, "Yo, we saw that video with Pearl Tusi. Oh, we saw the work. It looks amazing. We saw this and that Rolls Royce and that." And you're just sitting there thinking, I never knew that people actually pay attention to the good stuff. I just thought it's just like all the saucy stuff that they're interested in. But yeah.
You know, though, that the saucy stuff very often helps you sell the good stuff. I mean, that is the model of, you know, becoming influential and everything.
Yeah. But also, there's a positive way of getting saucy.
Okay.
When it comes from you.
Yes.
Yes.
So you got to control it.
Yes. So the only person that stands out right now that's doing it is Kanye West.
Yeah. He's a rock star.
Yeah. He intentionally puts it there. He makes sure that you see it. Like that controversial video he just did
famous,
now.
Yeah.
And people are talking about it. And he's sitting there thinking, yeah, I knew it. I knew you guys were going to react like that. That's why I did
it. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's wrap it up with this. You're a creative. So you'll know that in terms of what I have to get out of you, there's four things that I have to cover in every interview. Otherwise, it hasn't been a success. So four things that all people relate to. Health. Health isn't that saucy. Let's calm down. It's just literally if you're healthy or not. Family,
yes.
Wealth, and love. So those are four things that every human shares in common.
Yes.
So we can roll through these. I don't think you can respond.
Which one do you want to start with?
So let's start off with wealth. Where are you at? Are you making money? Are you not making money? Are you making enough? What's your relationship with money?
I'm building. I'm in the building phase. I'm new in Joburg, officially 5 months in Joburg. So all the money I'd saved up, I reinvested in Valsi.
Cool.
So I still need to make money, but I'm surviving. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Super blessed.
But you don't have a blesser.
No.
Okay.
No.
Which perfectly brings us to love.
Love.
Have you found love in Joburg? Do you have love in PE? What is your relationship with love? Do you want a relationship? Do you not? Where are you at?
Love? No, I'm not in love. I don't have anyone in my life. I've got Valsi.
Nice. Not with Velzy. Dig it.
No. But I am looking, but I'm also not looking. Do you know what I mean? Like, when it happens, it will happen.
So you believe in it's meant to be and all of that?
Yeah, definitely.
That's family? Are they proud of you? Are they still all in PE?
Your family's scattered everywhere. We're family in Joburg, Pretoria, PE, Cape Town, everywhere in the country. Yeah, all over the country. But they are proud of me. I'm trying to make something out of myself.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Anything. Mm. We're just, you know.
But you're still really young. Yeah.
I don't like it when people bring that up.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just, not like that. Not like, okay. No. Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. It's just like, when people are just like, you still have time. You're like, well, I don't really know how much time I have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't be like, well, I'm young. I've got 20 years. How?
We never know how much time we have.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, yeah. Anyway.
And then finally, health.
Health.
Do you eat well? Do you gym a lot?
Man.
Do you have asthma? What's the story?
Man, I'm going in. I'm gymming a lot. I'm on this other program right now. I'm gymming twice a day.
Wow. What the hell do you do twice a day? How many days a week?
Yeah, every day.
Every day?
Every
twice day. A
day? Besides Sunday. Okay. Sunday I'm at church the whole day.
What did you do? What would you do today, like on a Thursday? So you go to the gym twice. That means you shower twice in winter, which means your skin is losing moisture at a very fast rate.
Hey, man, listen. Summer body.
Okay.
Summer body.
Is that important to you?
Yeah. What? Summer body or just like just health?
Looking good, yeah.
Yes, it is. It's very important. My grandmother, she's always on my case. You need to look presentable all the time. And I feel that it goes hand in hand. You can't just look good for, you know, you need to feel good as well, like inside. So when you eat healthy, you feel good. Mm. You just feel a whole lot lighter and you become like this positive person and you just feel better. Yeah, so I am.
Well, listen, it's been great having you passed. I know that you don't care what people think about you.
Not that I don't care, come on.
But hypothetically, like if people had to learn one thing from this interview about you, what would you want that to be?
I would want them to know that truth cannot be defended, rather. Truth cannot be defended, yeah. That's the one thing.
Okay.
You can't defend. Yeah, it's like, what?
So I don't even know what to do with that.
No, it's just like, you know how people like talk about your life?
Yeah.
Like they were there and you were just like, but you weren't here. So you will never know.
But you didn't see it because they didn't tag you. Thank you very much.
You're my favorite.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Anele
Papu, how do we keep up with you all day on social media?
On every platform, it's Anele Papu. Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, everywhere, and I forgot to speak about my website and my app. That
tell
I'm
me.
Actually developing.
Tell us quick. Yeah.
Oh yeah, quickly. I've got this website that I'm developing. I'm just trying to make it a lot more fun instead of just like a photographer's website where you view the work. I want people to engage. I want people to do their own thing. So I'm coming up with this amazing concept, and as soon as I launch it, I'll let you guys know so people can try it out. And I just want it to be like a space where people can have fun, man. Engage with photography instead of just see it from a distance, you know?
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
All right, that's Anele Papu. Thank you so much for stopping by,
thank
dude.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.